Let's see, it's 6:35 and the meeting is called to order. Members present, Marsha Kilpatrick, Ed Hyde, Penny Newberry, Bruce Spamman, Spamman, thank you. And Pat Cassio isn't here. We have Stan Crawford in the audience. I don't know if we need to say that, but sorry, Stan, you're on tape now. And Kathy Donahue is our facilitator. So we don't have any alternates to seat. And do we have an audience for citizens? Stan, would you like to type something?
This is the Hampton Conservation Commission, just for the record.
Oh, yeah.
April 21st, 2021.
So Stan doesn't have anything he wants to say. That's the only other, and no other audience comments. The approval of minutes from the previous meeting. Do I have a motion to approve them?
Don't move.
We all had a chance to read them. Of March 17th.
I said I'd move. I need a second.
I'll second. I don't know if we have enough to vote. I mean.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Of accepting the minutes? Aye. Okay. So they're approved. Any additions to the agenda? Hearing none. Old business. Marsha, would you like to give a recap of yesterday's Nip the Knotweed pre-Nip conference? And anything else you want to say?
I just want to say that I thought it went well. I don't know. What did you think, Penny? It seemed like it was well attended with a lot of questions, lots of answers, lots
How many
of signups.
People were there?
I think there were 13 or 14. But I didn't really count. I just went by the names I had on my list, and I'm not sure everybody signed in either. There were people there that I didn't know. There were people there with masks on that I didn't recognize because of the mask wearing. But, you know, I think there was one couple there that felt that I had not responded to their email. I went searching for their email today, could not find it. So I don't know what happened there, but they did sign up. So that's good. Everybody that was there, I believe, signed up. The Mennonites, and you don't need to put, please don't put it in, well, it's going to be recorded. I think there's just going to be a couple of them doing it on their own, not as a town project, because they have a thing in their organization about town stuff, I guess.
Okay. Are they going to do it on that day, or are they just going to?
As far as I know, I only had a couple of people that said they couldn't do it that day, and they were Al Freeman, Liz Marston, and Pat and Liz. And I had known about Liz and Al before. I have to contact both of them. Al's looking for people to work with. I think he would like to work with Stan probably, as well as Bonnie, because they all live on that street and they are very interested in doing this project. So I have to contact them after this meeting to make sure that's all going to work. Let's see, what else I had. Bruce, are you going to participate in any kind of way with this?
The knotweed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to. I've fought it in other places. And I know you have to be persistent.
Yeah, it's three times. No one has to do it three times every year for 3 years, but we need as a group to do it three times this year and three times for two more years. And I'm hoping that a lot of these people can continue to do it. Some of them, I have a feeling, could only do it once, but that was better than not having anybody do it. So do you have a specific place you want to do it, Bruce, or?
I didn't really notice it much around here. I mean, it's not... not a main street that I know of.
Well, we're not doing it on state roads, and it's everywhere. I collected a lot of information. Pat Cassio and Liz collected a lot of information, and I'm looking now to see what other roads. Brook Road needs some help near house number 1609. Would that work for you?
Sure. Anywhere, if I could adopt a spot, and I'll take care of it.
Okay, then you put it down first. Brook Road, going south, and it's house number 609. So going south, I assume it's on the west side, but I she didn't give me that information, so you'll just have to go by house number 609, and you'll see it when you
are okay, you 609?
Yes. It's in that area. They gave house numbers so they could get the area. It doesn't say whether there's a large amount or a small amount, so I don't really know, and Pat's not here to answer that question. But if you would take on that area, that would be good.
Okay.
And
Marcia, how long are you going to be there on Saturday handing out bags?
I don't know. I'm hoping people show up. Are you going to come late or something? Is that why
you're asking? I'm just asking for the minutes.
No, I don't know. I'm planning most everybody said they could come at that time. The scouts said they weren't going to start till 10, so I gave him 3 bags last night, so he didn't have to come a whole hour early. They're going to give us 2 hours of work, which I think is pretty good. Approximately 10 of them. So that's what's going on. But I will have the bags there at 9. I'm hoping to have the cones. I'm hoping to have some water to distribute. And seems like there was one other thing. I guess that's it, those 3 things. So, and if anybody shows up that still has questions or didn't sign up and wants to sign up, 9 o'clock, but I don't plan to stay there maybe a half an hour or so, and hopefully everybody will be there by then.
And stay an hour.
Stay an hour?
Yeah, just for some stragglers.
All right, I can stay an hour. I won't be cutting nutweed if I'm down there at the pavilion, but okay. Somebody had a question last night, and I don't recall who it was, whether it was our group or one of the other attendees, about it flowering after the last cut. Then I checked with the lady who I learned this project from, and she said most likely not. If it does, it's not a problem. So I just thought it went well. What do you think, Penny?
No, it was good. People signed up, and everybody seemed excited about getting rid of it.
And I've got a few people like Jen Sokolowski, Mark Dion. They said they're going to do a lot of it. They're going out and investigating some of the places like
Utley Road,
which I had said maybe we needed to skip. It's so hard. It's so difficult. It would be.
I think those two really wanted the challenge.
Yeah, they want to do it. So they're supposedly out exploring where else they're going to go besides the streets they signed up for. So we'll see. And then I talked to Bonnie Cardwell today, and she's going to work her street. And she was not, on my original list, but I heard from Al Freeman that she wanted to do some of this. So we had a conversation about it today. So she's all set and she knows what to do. So, and then I contacted somebody else today. What was it for? I contacted the couple that felt I didn't respond to their email and they signed up. So that's good. So I think we're good. We just hope the weather's good so that we don't have to go with another date, because that'll change things for a lot of people, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks.
So this is the 5th. I got to write it down here in my book.
May 1st.
May 1. Pick up your bags at 9 o'clock.
Oh, the 1st.
And Karen's, she was not coming tonight either. She said she was going to work on North Bigelow also.
I already spoke to her.
Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted to write the day down right here where I have it in front of me, because I have a calendar here. Thank you.
All right. That's good. So we have some people working all alone. So if we get some extra help and people do what they signed up for and want to do more, just let me know and I will have them help others, because some of this is a major challenge. So, but I think it'll work, hoping for good weather and, the town cooperation. But I don't see a problem there.
So Arbor Day update, Bruce, do you have an update?
Yeah, did everybody get the email that I sent out today?
No.
Okay, I did send out an email. And basically we have some new partners. Let me just pull up my own email. Let's see what I got here. Okay. Obviously it's going to be the Hampton Elementary School. We're hoping to plant 3 trees. And our partners are, of course, the Conservation Commission, Hampton Recreation Commission, Board of Selectmen. I did go to zoomed in on that meeting in the beginning of the month, and they approved. And they also said that they would assist with planting the trees. We're able to get Eversource Utilities also is going to give seedlings to all the students, tree seedlings. They're going to be pink dogwoods and Fraser firs, an evergreen. Big Y Supermarkets has kicked in some money for some, for like a goodie bag. You know, we're going to give them apples. We're trying to think of things from trees that aren't offensive to people with dietary problems. You know, we don't, that's always an issue in schools. So apples, and the Recreation Commission is also going to, they have some kind of like little souvenirs and some, you know, stickers and pencils. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because I just blinked off for some reason. Yeah, so they have some stickers and pencils. Tenant Tree Service has been helpful. They're allowing us to buy through them to get trees at wholesale prices, you know, from the Pride's Corner nurseries. Mm-hmm. So that we can get the trees wholesale. We've got the town to assist in planting them. And, you know, again, they're tax-free, so it's that's a big help. The Department of Environmental Protection, DEEP, is going to send a forester out there to speak. We'll have Eversource representatives there. So that, you know, our well, we and the PTO will be helping, you know, purchase trees, purchase a tree also. And then we do have a private resident who's going to purchase one of the trees. So the trees are actually $225 each. So that, because we decided to get a good sized tree, because being at a school ground, you really need something that they can't, you know, a little tree might be a little vulnerable there at a school ground. So we got a larger tree. And I think that's a good idea. And we're looking at London plane trees, which are a close cousin to a sycamore. They basically look just like a sycamore tree with the button balls and everything. But they've proven to me to be very hardy trees in a tough situation. And I think that's kind of what we have. We got some not great soils, and we got a lot of compaction. And this tree has proven itself, and it's got a very large round crown, you know, that'll give a lot of shade.
What's it called? A London pine?
London plane tree.
Plane. Oh.
But it's essentially sycamore. You know, a sycamore is a plane tree also. That's another kind of a name for it. So that's what we're, you know, planning to get. I was going to pick up the trees on Tuesday and get them planted before Friday of next week. You know, with the help of the town. And the celebration is going to be on the 30th, which is Friday, and 9:30. The kids are kind of psyched up for it. I did get a little preview of, you know, how they're getting ready. They're actually teaching them about trees and everything, you know, in preparation. And if it goes anything like the last one we had, which is 2019, they sang songs, they wrote original poems, and so it was very interesting. So I'm looking forward to this year. And like I said, I think we got a pretty good show going. Unfortunately, we got to deal with the COVID situations. You know, the kids are going to be in their little pods. You know, each classroom is going to be huddled together with their own class, and they don't want the adults mingling with the children. So everybody's going to have their own gallery to sit in. But I'm going to meet with the school principal on Friday to get that all straightened out.
Bruce, everybody is giving all of this stuff. What are we doing for you? What is the Conservation Commission donating, giving, doing?
Well, what you are is you're giving support. You're actually, you know, we consider, you know, certainly a partner, and your sentiments are there. And we'd like to see a representative. Yeah, we'd like to see a representative show up. I mean, you put money in your budget, but unfortunately, it's not going to be available till July. So I think your good wishes will be extended into next year. And you know, I think it's just give support, and you know, like I said, it's nice knowing you're behind pushing, you know.
Bruce, are you going to say that you're from the Conservation Commission?
Am I going to stay a year?
At the event, are you going to be introduced as the coordinator from the Conservation Commission?
Yes, I'm also an alternate on the Recreation Commission.
Okay,
but I will, you know, I will announce all the partners, and if Mark shows up, I'll certainly announce him, or if anyone wants to come and represent the Conservation Commission, we'll certainly announce them in the agenda, and have them give a hand wave, and if they want to say anything, you know, they're welcome to.
With COVID and everything, I'm sure we're not supposed to go through the school to get out there. Which end of the building do they probably want us to enter from? The north side, the south side?
That's kind of what I'm going to find out. It's going to be outside.
Yeah, so how do we?
So it's, I mean, it'll be, we're shooting for the playground. I think it's going to be in the playground area. If you know the school at all, there's a,
yeah, I do.
It's kind of a large paved area out in the back of the school. And it'll probably be in that vicinity, but I'll know better after 1 o'clock on Friday when I'm meeting with the principal.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how we get to the back side of the school as long as we just get there.
Yeah, just don't go through the school.
No, I know. That's, I figured was not a do.
But yeah, that's kind of how it's probably going to play out. And yeah, and then pray for good weather. But I tell you, 2019, it was a pretty iffy day. It was kind of rainy, and you know, then all the kids showed up and they had a ball. So these kids are hardy up here in Hampton. They don't seem to mind the weather too much. But no, I expect a good, you know, we can't have too big a turnout because.
This is on April 30th?
Pardon?
This is on April 30th?
April 30th and 9:30, yeah.
I'm sorry, I won't be able to be there.
Well, what is the reason for not having too many people?
Well, Governor Lamont.
Oh, he's still got a group number? Oh,
yeah, he's kind of got a group number in his head, but hopefully it doesn't count the kids. So it just counts the attendees. But I think we're somewhere between 50 and 100. I'm not exactly sure, but I think in the open air, it's not a problem.
Okay.
You know, it shouldn't be a problem. We're all vaccinated, right?
Yep.
Are we all vaccinated?
Yes.
I am, but I do have a little portable public address speaker, you know, that, so that, you know, everybody should be able to be heard. And yeah, we got a little agenda going, and I look forward to putting another one of these.
Now, did you say that there was a maximum number of people, or just the pods are okay so that there could be many pods? Because I don't want to just encourage everybody to show up.
I wouldn't bang the drum. I know there has been some press releases out there that the Recreation Commission had done. But I don't expect a throng, okay. But we did get coverage from the Willimantic Chronicle last year, or 2019. And I don't know if they're gonna announce it, but I don't expect a lot of people to come rushing during business hours to an Arbor Day celebration. Mm-hmm. Generally, when we hold them, it's usually a kind of a pretty close crowd, you know? It's of interested folk.
Yeah, I found out something about the Chronicle. I did not want the Nip the Knotweed to go into the Chronicle because I didn't want to have massive number of people, which I didn't expect anyways, coming. But somebody picked it off of our Gazette and put it in there and put my phone number, which I didn't appreciate either. I didn't get any calls, so it wasn't an issue. But I guess that's the way news works. If they can find it somewhere, they put it in.
Sure, it's public.
Yeah, you can't stop it. You know, but
why didn't you want massive numbers of people? We have a massive problem.
Yeah,
it's would you like to coordinate it? It is a major issue.
Well,
to get
I think massive might have meant another five. It's like,
no, I didn't get anybody anyways, but you know, I just thought you could
busloads from Wyndham.
No. I just know that you can
use
end
them.
Up with yeah, something in the Chronicle and not even know it was in there, you know, if you don't subscribe. So anyways, so much for that.
You have to do Knotweed and Goodwin next. So.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And good luck on Friday. Yay. Sorry, I have a conflict. The next is me, trail marking and clearing. Going to be a short report. I've done nothing. I haven't spoken to the Department of Public Works because I was going to ask them if they could do some chainsawing. It's been really crazy at work. I haven't had a chance to go on any other trails. I don't know if the brochure is online yet. I haven't revised it. The only thing of note is that Pat took another photo of OSPE with the preserve with some flowers. So may get out there and take some spring pictures, and so we can get rid of some of the snow in some of the photos, but I don't know if Donna has done anything with it. So that's that.
She, She's been super busy. She did tell me she got up the thing about the nip the knotway, but I didn't ask her about the other. So
I'll try.
Probably, I would say probably not, because that had a deadline attached to it. So I think that's why she got
it. I'll try to do something, but I don't know. Like my work is nuts. So, okay. So new business communications, I don't know. Mark would have had those things that came into the town hall if there were any. And I have nothing to communicate. Does anybody have anything to communicate? Nope. Okay. There was an item on here that I think Mark put on about miscellaneous files in the town hall closet. Stan, hey, you have a key to the closet and the town hall. And what are your thoughts about getting that to somebody so we can go and take a look at what's in there? Can he type?
Give him a second, because he doesn't have a mic tonight. He's typing. Hang on. Bob Bindrill gave my key to Mark.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, maybe that's what Mark wanted to say, that he now has the key. So I guess I have to arrange with him on a day when I can go in and look. It's mostly, it's mostly old stuff, but it's for if we ever get back to mapping, there's a lot of mapping and roads information in there, I think, that we can use as opposed to reinvent the wheel. So we'll try to do that one soon. Connecticut Wild Ones Seed Safari. Oh boy, get your pet helmet. I guess that's Marcia.
I attended this on March 20th. So I went over my notes before this evening to see what I could come up with. It was basically a talk on saving seeds of native plants. And they have some kind of a seed bank in different places where they keep these things. They have a seed library in Southport. And they've got Southport onion. I have a feeling this might be Southport, like New York. I don't know where Southport is. But they just really want people to think about saving seeds of natives, because sometimes all of us, that onion was gone until somebody spotted one someplace, and then they saved seeds after that. And I asked the question, how long are these seeds viable for? But I didn't get the answer. Nobody answered that. So I don't know. It seems like you can only keep most seeds for a short period, you know, a year, 2 years, maybe three.
Isn't there a seed repository in like Nome, Alaska? Because it's so cold, and they have all of these heirloom seeds that can keep forever and ever, because they want to make sure that we got it when we all start starving. So I think
that's the purpose of this thing, is the seed saving. But they didn't, I don't recall, and I don't have any note to say that they had these in any of those places that you were mentioning, but I'm sure that's true. I'm sure there's more than one place, but they're trying to save them for genetic diversity, supporting farms, resilient landscapes, and reasons like that. Let's see, what else? They mentioned a book that they thought everybody should read called Bringing Nature Home. I had something, using cuttings does not keep the diversity going. It just becomes the same old thing all the time. So the seeds are much more important. They make for more ecotypes. This group, I don't recall which group it was that was talking about this, but they planted seeds in canoes. They went down the Connecticut River and they started planting in Bellows Falls, all the edges of the river. And this year they're going to start, they've got down to Massachusetts, and this year they're supposedly going to plant from Massachusetts to the end of the river in Connecticut. So
what?
Some kind of seeds. Some of this was very vague. Sometimes I think they assumed we all knew it, but they did this Native Plant Trust is a resource. Xeris Society is a list of where you can get a list of seeds that are safe for pollinators. And there's a website called www.wildseedproject.net. So if you wanted more information and more specifics, I would think that's the best bet to do.
Are you going to write something for the Gazette comments?
No, not on this, because it's just, I don't have enough clear information in my head to make up an article per se. I don't know that we would have many interested parties. I don't know what I'm going to do next for the Gazette. I was going to do an article on a new invasive plant that I have in my yard. It's a little tiny yellow thing. It has a bright yellow flower, shiny, bright green, shiny leaves. I was going to actually bring one up and so I could show you, but it's only about, 3 or 4 inches across is the mature size, but it seeds all over the place. I had it in one place and now it's in many other places. And I don't know how it travels. It has a little like bulb type of thing at the base of it. So it multiplies rapidly there. And I think it also seeds around, but it goes dormant so quick that I don't know if there's a lot of seed dispersal or even if the seeds mature, but it's a rotten little thing in the woods to get out. And then it gets in cultivated soil and it's terrible. And I did have its name. It's in the buttercup family, but that's something I was going to put in the Gazette, but I think it'll be too late for the next issue and nobody will remember it for a whole year down the line. So, I don't know. If other people would like to write for the Gazette, I'm kind of tired of writing my even little thing that I write every month. If anybody likes to write about.
Well, we should have something in there, I think this month, just about the Conservation Commission and what was done. And Dana said that she was going to revise what I'd written to show that the knotweed thing had already happened, because I had written that it was coming up on the 20th, because I thought the article was going to be in before the Gazette came out, but she's just going to rewrite it to say, well, it was, it happened. She was there, so she knows. And so that next month will be like our activities that we've been doing this year.
That's good. But like I said, I try to write something, either it's about the environment or it's about plants that people grow in their gardens, but it's a really difficult thing after this many years to come up with new topics. And I'd rather not write any bigger articles. That's enough. Okay. So who else likes to write?
Well, we can think about that. You don't have to decide tonight. We never made the decision that we were going to write something every month for the Gazette. So,
and we can write something for May talking about how the nip the knotweed thing.
Like I said, Marcia, there will be something in the Gazette in May.
Oh, that's from true the conservation too. Okay, committee. So she'll probably put something about that. Okay, I don't know. I can't figure out because I've written things and they don't get in on time, and then they do have to be revised and whatnot. So.
No, so think about June and we'll talk about it.
Well, we can put, glad you said June. We need to probably pick a date that after the May 1, we can give people the June date, because, we have not picked it and I don't know what we want to do. It should be the end of June, early July, but early July is 4th of July week. And that usually becomes a problem for people traveling and other vacations and whatnot. So I looked at this and I have something on the last Saturday in June, the 26th. So I can't be here unless I decide not to go to that event.
I got to go find out about tree law.
About what?
Tree law. I put it in the chat. There's another program right now about tree law, which I already signed up for.
Oh, okay.
Conservation League, whatever it is. So okay. See you next time.
How about the 19th before you go, June? Does that work for anybody? June 19th?
Why don't we talk about it at the May meeting, Marcia?
Yeah, the May meeting will be close to that. And then we will have to distribute. I can distribute it to my list, but I was hoping to.
All right, then just make a decision. What is it?
No, we'll just do the May meeting. It's the 19th.
So,
but it doesn't give people a lot of planning time and they plan other activities. And
okay, so what do you want to do? Do you want to pick a date right now? What's the date?
Well, the date that I can do is it's the 16th.
All right.
The 19th. It's the day before Father's Day. I don't know if that creates any issues for people or not, but people can work around it. They don't have to do it on that exact date, but they have to be somewhere close to it.
All right, so you're going to send an email out to all of the people who showed up and just tell them that June 19th hopefully is the next cut, and please do it as soon as you can around that date, right?
I will tell them as they pick up their bags, and then I will send, you know, shortly thereafter, send out a, you know, an email, because I want to include everybody. And if I've, you know, and I will send a reminder too, which I try to do close to that date. But is that work for you? Well, we've got two people left, hey, Benny and Bruce.
I don't know, Marcia. You know, I have meetings all the time. That was one of the reasons I can't show up to the Arbor Day, because they schedule a meeting and
it's a Saturday, Penny.
Yeah, there are other things that I'm doing on the weekends as well.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
Down at the show.
I understand
that. So I can't tell you until then.
All right. You don't. Okay. So we'll just go with that.
We'll let Marcia know as soon as we can about that date.
Okay.
And did I lose my minutes? No, I didn't. Okay. All right. So any other business to come before the commission? Gee, hearing none.
No.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you once again, Kathy. You are our idol, our hero. Thanks, Stan. Stan's clapping. Okay.
You're all doing good work, so I really don't mind taking some time out of my night. One thing I do want you know, Marcia, is other people have been having problems with emails also, and for some reason, some of them have been kicked to spam files, so you might want to check your spam file.
I did check my spam before I wrote back to them, because I felt so bad, because I didn't know who they were. I had never heard their name before, so it was like, oh, dear.
Yeah, I just said people have been kicking some of their emails into them.
I couldn't find it. Yeah, I went to spam. I went to everywhere. You know, I put all mail. I couldn't find it. So I told them that and apologized, but I guess they're okay with it because they did sign up.
We'll look for my email, because I did send it to this crew, you know, so you should have gotten the email about the Arbor Day update.
Yeah, I've got to look in my spam too then, Bruce, because I mean, because I didn't get it.
I think I saw something, but with everything else I had to do today, I didn't probably read it thoroughly. So I didn't notice all the people, the donating part of what you mentioned. I noticed the event was happening.
Subject line is Arbor Day 2021. So
yeah, I think I might have seen it. Or sometimes these emails, you send them out and you think they went right away, and it can come up, show up hours later for some people. You know, it's like crazy. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. See you next time. Maybe we'll be meeting in person next time.
Yeah.
I don't remember what Mark said about that, but okay, at the gazebo.
Yeah.
Or the pavilion, not inside. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.